Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the hottest snack podcast in podcasting. It's the Snack Situation. My name is Chris Sims. With me, as always, is Mr. Matt Wilson. Matt, what you snacking on?
Well, what we're going to be snacking on in this month's Snack Situation special is the other half of this bag of snacks from Beijing that we were sent.
Oh, we really should have had like a previously on Snack Situation.
That would have required me to go back to the other episode and cut out bits, so
we could have reenacted it. Look, we've done that before. We've faked it before.
Well, okay. Here. We'll do it now. Let's do it now. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Previously on Snack Situation. This one's pretty good.
I don't like this one.
Oh, no, it's wet.
Matt, why are we doing this?
That's pretty representative of our previous episode, where we ate half of this bag of Chinese snacks. We still have half of it left. The Beijing
special product?
Special product. Give first choice president best enjoyment. Now, something I should note. Mm-hmm. Right here up top, because we only decided to do this about 10 minutes into the previous episode. If you go to moviefighters.tumblr.com, you can find pictures of all the snacks that we ate in that first episode. And I will be posting pictures of all the snacks that we eat in this episode on the Tumblr as well. So please go to moviefighters.tumblr.com to get a visual look at all of these snacks, because I don't know how great we are at describing them. And we can't actually tell you the names of many of them because they're in Chinese, because this bag came straight from Beijing. Another note that I should make, in general, we got a pretty good response to the first Snack Situation special. However, we did get a couple people say, you cannot tap out of trying the snacks. You cannot remove yourself from the trying portion of snacking. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say at least one of us has to try it.
I'm going to say I'm a fucking grown-ass adult. And if I look at this package, Matt, I'm looking at a couple right now that I know for a fact I will not be trying.
I think at least one of us has to try the snack. If we are in a situation where we both are like, no way, then we're going to have to, like, flip a coin or draw straws or something. But I think the rule should be at least one of us has to try it, because this is a snacks podcast. And I'll tell you, like, I'm going to open up a little bit for our listeners, mm-hmm. which is something I rarely do.
You are basically a robot on most of our shows.
I'm
no
like
emotions, just cold and dead.
I'm like a turtle shell. Anyway, what you may not know about me as an eater is that for my whole life, since I was conscious, I have been deemed the notorious picky eater. I don't eat everything that is put in front of me, and for much of my life, there were a lot of things that I just plain did not eat. And I've kind of expanded my palate now, but even now, there's things I don't eat, because without getting too gross and too deep into it, I have what I would call a very overactive gag reflex. Certain textures, certain temperatures, and certain, like the feel of food in my mouth can make me go really easily. And so I avoid those foods. And people notice that I eat.
Yeah, Matt, if people don't remember, you only started drinking coffee like last year because, and I quote, this is what you told me, I don't like hot drinks.
I still don't like hot drinks. I only drink iced coffee.
So you only found out about iced coffee like last year, which is itself a weird thing.
I didn't find out about it. I knew it existed. I just didn't realize it was good and that cold brew was something good and cool until maybe a year and a half ago. But and I just never was a coffee guy. I just never drank it really. And it's also the reason that I eat some kind of sauce on everything. It used to be entirely ketchup. Sometimes now it's barbecue sauce. Sometimes it's other things. But like I kind of have to add a little something to the food to make it easier to eat because I it's hard for me to swallow sometimes. I have like terrible sinus drainage all the time. It's a genetic thing and it makes it hard to eat food, to be perfectly honest. So all that said, I'm not fishing for sympathy here or trying to gross anybody out. What I'm trying to make the point of is me doing this, me doing a show where we try snacks and I am eating things that I don't even know what it's going to taste like or the texture is going to be or anything, is almost like a confronting of my fears. It's almost me trying to force myself to do something that I went out of my way to not do for 20 some years. You know, to not eat unfamiliar food and make me gag. And so I'm not looking to be a hero here and I'm not looking for admiration. All I want is just a little slack, okay? If there's something I'm like that smells bad and I'm just like, I can't try this, cut me some slack. But I am going to do my best to try everything. That's my promise.
Yeah, and I will say this. We maybe should not have started with the Chinese snacks, but we've had the Chinese snacks for so long that like this was what we had set aside for the debut of Snack Situation. But the thing is, Matt, you're not just eating something that's unfamiliar and you don't know what it tastes like. I'm holding something in my hand that is literally just a red block.
Yeah.
I cannot read the text on it. It says cake hawthorn in English in very small letters. I don't know what that means. So this is not just stuff that's like, oh, we don't, you know, this is a different piece of chocolate. I don't know what that is yeah. The thing.
And you know what? Let's just start with the cake hawthorn. Let's just dive in.
Okay, so we're just diving in on this. Okay.
I will say,
how do you open this?
I'm just getting some scissors. Okay. I will say that this stuff in the last go round in our first half was the worst stuff in the bag. So
yeah. Matt, who sent us these again? Who's the name of the listener who gave us the Chinese snacks?
I believe it's Chang Li, is their name.
Oh, thank you, Chang.
Let me make sure that I have that right. Yes, Chang Li. I didn't realize there's a little tab where you can open this.
So oh, okay. Finally. This does not. You gave that speech, Matt, and all I want to do is not try this.
It's a jelly, jelly-ish.
It smells like vinegar. Like,
a little. I'm trying it right now.
Okay, here we go. Well, no. No, thank you.
It doesn't taste bad.
The texture is bad, and it smells like vinegar, and it tastes like cherry. So if you're in the market for a candy that smells bad and feels bad but tastes kind of like cherry, have I got something for you.
Oh, speaking of Chang Li, I should read their most recent email to us.
Oh, did we get an update after the first Snack Situation?
We did. Chang said, I'm so glad you guys made it. I hope you are free of spleen dampness. I also saw your post on Tumblr. In case you are curious, the dried cherries were not dried cherries.
Oh, okay.
They were dried hawthorn berries.
Oh, so that must be what this is, because it tastes like cherry.
Yeah, I think it's a hawthorn berry snack.
Okay.
Chang says, They've never had those before. Sorry about the taste. I didn't actually think they were that bad. Chris did not like them.
Yeah, I was not into it. I mean, Matt, like you talked about being a picky eater. I am also something of a picky eater. I think you and I both have a somewhat unusual thing in common. Even though you like to put ketchup on things, neither of us likes condiments on our burgers. Is that correct? Do I have that right?
I don't just ketchup. I put ketchup on it. Yeah.
Yeah. I want a piece of meat, and I want some cheese, and that is a burger for me. Sometimes maybe I'll put like an onion on there. I like onion, but I don't like lettuce, tomato, not into mayonnaise, not into mustard, ketchup, none of that stuff.
I like a frazzled onion. I like an onion straw.
I like an onion straw, but I think onions are tasty. But of late, Aiden, being as interested as she is in cooking and also like eating being the thing we enjoy, like she has pushed me to try new things. Like I'm not a big fan of eggs. But I have tried new eggs. I always thought for my entire life I don't like fish. Turns out what I don't like is like McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches and fish sticks. I actually like fish quite a bit, it turns out. So the horizons are expanding for both of us, Matt. But I don't think it's going to include a gelatin brick of Hawthorne cake.
Cake, okay.
Very loosely. Oh, used
it does say cake Hawthorne on it, so it's got to be a Hawthorne berry thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I have no familiarity with Hawthorne berries, really.
I know they smell like vinegar and taste like cherry.
There you go. The unidentifiable berry gelatin snack that we ate was a goji red bean jelly. That was the one with the thing that you thought looked like a watermelon on the side?
Ah, okay.
The thing that I thought was just like a piece of sweet potato was a wan du huang, or a pea flower cake.
Interesting, interesting.
And the bready snack that tasted like soup is a mahua, or a fried dough twist, which is more of a Tianjin than Beijing thing, and Ching doesn't know why that's in there.
Well, it absolutely was a little thing that tasted like tomato soup. It was very weird.
Little more context from Chang. Please don't feel obliged to try everything if you don't feel like you'll like it.
Yeah, that's the guy who sent us the snacks. So maybe everybody keep complaints to yourself.
I think the berries and the beans might have a shorter shelf life than the pastries, so feel free to skip those. Beijing is not exactly a food city, and we took some shit from some of the more food-conscious southern provinces all the time. It's perfectly understandable if you're in a different region and aren't super enthused about the local flavors. It happened to me before, and I won't take the slightest offense if you don't like everything that's in this literal mixed bag. Bless your bravery for trying, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Chang. See, that's what's up. Because I will say, the bag turned on us. Like, the first three or four things we tried last time were good. Like, the little pancakes, the Tuckahoe cake, some of the like the corn nuts were just like pretty standard, but then we got into these jelly things, and that's when it all turned.
Also, Chang, who now lives in Chicago, said that there's a Garrett popcorn two blocks from their apartment, and they could send some sample packs of Garrett popcorn. I've had my fill of Garrett popcorn, but it is good. So that Chicago cheddar popcorn. Caramel popcorn mix is some good stuff.
Aiden's mom likes that Chicago mix, is what it's commonly known as around here, and that's I'll eat it. I will eat it, but it's like we just threw away a giant like Costco size bag of it that Aiden's mom picked up while she was here because I'm like, yeah, I'm not eating this. Like, come on. But I guess like if it comes up, I will try it.
That's what you get.
We should also say, Matt,
that's what you get at Garrett. That's why it's the Chicago mix, because Garrett Popcorn sells the cheddar caramel popcorn.
Is it good, though?
Yes, it's good. However, it's good together. It's surprisingly good together if you get like a handful of both and pop them in your mouth. But I will say this about Garrett Popcorn, and we're getting off. We got to get back to these Chinese snacks in a second. But here's the thing about Garrett Popcorn. The smell as you walk past. And they have some kind of system of piping popcorn smell out onto the street. The smell as you walk past Garrett's is overwhelmingly wonderful. So inviting and so delicious smelling. And then you're like, man, I got to get in there and buy that, some of that popcorn. And then you go in and you buy it and you get it and it's fine. It's good. But it does not live up to that smell. I can tell you that.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, one more thing before we move back into these snacks, Matt, since you mentioned someone sending them to us, we've had a lot of offers of people who want to send us like regional snacks, like who want to play a part in the snack situation. And that's great. One of the reasons we're doing this podcast is because so many people were sending us exotic snacks from Australia, from Iceland, from China, from England, even in your case, Matt, when you went over there for your honeymoon.
Yeah.
But you're currently in the process of moving.
That's right.
And usually stuff goes to you. So it's going to be probably by the time you hear our next episode, things will have settled down enough. But if you are thinking like, hey, I'd like to send something to these guys, hold off for a couple weeks till things are back settled after Matt's move and my, impending nuptials.
Yeah. If you emailed me about sending me stuff or sending us stuff, wait a couple weeks and email me again and I'll get back to you. All right. So,
all right. Now, Matt, I got this tiny little package here. Mm-hmm. Looks kind of like about the size of like a Laffy Taffy, maybe a little flatter.
Okay.
Like if you flattened out a Starburst, it's kind of like half yellow with some brown characters, and then maybe what I think might be red beans or possibly hawthorn berries on the other side.
I see that. I see that. Right. I have it in my hand.
All right, I'm gonna pop this guy open. Get more of this gelatin stuff. Oh boy, brother. Looks like it's kind of like coated in plastic too. Maybe that's edible.
It's hard to say.
Hard to say. Oof. Oof. All right, you take a whiff of it. You take a smell.
I took a bite.
How is it?
Kind of tastes like nothing. It's a weird.
Are you eating that wrap? Is that wrap edible?
Yeah, I think it is. It's kind of like a gritty texture.
Hmm. Yeah, this is just like a...
I mean, it's fine.
Bit of an aftertaste.
I think it's a... Yeah, I'm tasting something now. It's like a hawthorn berry thing, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Better than the big gelatin brick.
Yeah.
Small doses of hawthorn berry.
I think at this point we should just try some different versions of things we've already tried.
Okay. Now, I've got a Fulin cake here.
What I'm looking at right now is a pink package, kind of a hot pink.
Okay.
And it says Fulin cake on it.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go. The little one that's kind of oblong, kind of ovalish.
Right. It's kind of oval.
This is good because my spleen's been wet all weekend.
Yeah, we really need to get our spleens back to top dryness.
All right.
Now, this
here
one's
we go.
Got
cheers.
A little less of the rice flour oval. Circle.
It's also got some characters stamped in it. I wish I knew what it said.
And it's got a little more of the filling, which seems a little smoother than the other one. Anyway, let's see how this compares.
Oh, this is good. This is the good stuff right here. The Fuling Jiving. This is good.
Yeah, that's tasty. This one's a little sweeter than the other one.
A little sweeter. A little tougher too, but that could be age.
A little less almondy or cashewy or walnutty or whatever the nut was.
Not as nutty. A little more fruity, I think.
It's good. I like it.
Yeah. Not bad.
All right. The other one I think we should revisit is in this little purple package that says Mi Moi Hua.
All right, yeah, I got that right here.
It's a little bread twist snack. I think it's kind of like the other bread twist snack.
Okay, so this is what soup do you think this one's going to taste like?
We'll find out. This one's got kind of like sesame seeds on it.
It smells good. It smells tasty.
All right, here we go.
Tasty. Doesn't taste like soup. Kind of a mild sweetness. I like this. This is good.
This is much better than the other thing.
Yeah. Mi Moi Hua. Very, like, this is highly enjoyable.
Yeah, that's good. I wish I could take bigger bites of these, but I have to take pictures.
I'm eating them all, dog. Now, we have an Iwowo as well, which I believe we tried last time.
We have several different kinds of Iwowo. The one we tried before was the red bean.
Let's see. I've got two red beans here. I don't think I've got any other kind of Iwowo.
There's an Iwowo that is in kind of a pink package that looks like, it honestly looks like sushi on the outside.
I've got that. This is not the one we tried earlier? Yeah.
It's not. And then there's another one.
Okay.
That isn't actually labeled Iwowo, but I think it's the same thing.
Okay, well, I opened the one that in the pink package. I think this is going to be red bean. I think it's going to be red bean paste.
I'm opening the one in the pink package. The red bean is the one in the brown package, which we opened.
Okay, so
did try.
So what is this then? With the one that you're talking about, how it kind of looks like a little piece of sushi, like a crab leg on here.
Little sashimi pieces is what it looks like. Anyway, I'm just going to bite. I'm just going to bite into it.
This is good too. little saltier than expected.
I don't know what this is supposed to taste like.
A little coffee-ish, I think.
It's sort of bland. I can't really pin it down.
It's a little weird. It's a little weird.
Kind of ricey.
Yeah.
Maybe it is supposed to taste like sushi. I don't know.
No, I don't think that's it. I think that's an identified bean. Not a great aftertaste on that one.
No.
Not a great aftertaste. Kind of chemically.
Still ricey.
Ricey, okay. I think, is the word for it.
So, there's another one in a gray package that has three characters on it in yellow. The middle one looks like the number 12.
I do not believe I have that, Matt. Wait. Is it... No.
It's not labeled Iwowo, but it looks like an Iwowo. But it's kind of hard. Like a cookie.
I do not have... I have something in a similar package that... Oh, yeah, this is it. This is the one.
Okay.
I see the character now. The one looks like 12.
Okay.
And it looks like... You know, it looks like it's got like a picture of what might be a fried egg on it.
Or a biscotti.
Could go either way.
All right. It's okay, like a hard little cookie in here.
Uh-huh. Ooh. It is like a biscotti. That's not bad.
It's like a biscotti. That's good.
Oh. Wait a second. You go a little deeper and there's a little bit of savory taste in there that's very unexpected.
I think it's got black sesame seeds in there.
Yeah, I guess that is a winner.
That's pretty good.
Blue chipper right there, Matt. That is a blue chipper.
I like that.
Yeah, whatever that was, I could eat like a handful of those.
Yep.
I think it's that sesame seed that was making me think it had something savory in there.
Find that pink package with like a cartoon character on the outside.
Oh yeah, I got two of these. One of them's yellow, one of them's brown. I think these are kind of like melted too.
I think these have gone bad, and I don't think we can eat them.
Yeah, this is Yushi Yuan, according to the upper left-hand corner.
Yeah, I know.
This does not...
I know we talked about how we were going to try everything, but this has, like, hardened and congealed.
Yeah, this... Yeah, I don't...
I don't think these
you
are...
You know what? I assume it's great. But yeah, I think those are... I don't want to risk those. So let's talk about what we've got left, Matt.
Okay.
Let's run down here. I've got two of these guys in little clear packages with brown edges that look like kind of a flat, more rectangular Iwowo.
Okay.
I've got a Matuan, the kind of sesame ball that was a winner last time. I have a clear package that says Fengmi Shanza. It looks like it might be a cherry or something of the sort.
Could be, yeah, I see that one. I think it's probably just another version of the Hawthorne berries.
Mm-hmm.
I've also got...
I've got...
a big red and white package that says Haw on it, which also says to me Hawthorn berries.
Yeah, these, and it looks like cherries, so I'm thinking these are Hawthorn berries.
Yeah. There's like a big brick that's kind of like caramel color, but with a darker brown stripe down the middle.
Yep. Yep. With the wearing the belt, I've got that.
Which I would hope would actually be caramel and chocolate, but
that's a real risk you'd be taking on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a
we've got another
clear
one
package.
Mimoires. Okay. I'm going to hang on to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and another one of these biscotti things. Those are good.
I don't have another one of the biscotti things. That's a bummer. I have another Iwowo. I have a... well, this one says Selectness Cafe Tradition.
Selectness
Cafe. China Famous Snack. It's very much like those first two things we talked about. Very similar packaging. Slightly different color.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And I have a thing that just says sweet potato, and it's got like a tiny little, like a tiny little toy football in a package. Not like
yeah,
crazy
see,
about that.
I see that one.
All right, so this is it. This is what we got, Matt.
I say.
Do you want to just get these Hawthorn berries out of the way?
I say we go for the sweet potato thing that looks like a football.
Okay.
Because it's honestly the one I'm the most scared of.
Okay.
We've done Hawthorn berries. Like I'm not worried about that.
Doesn't smell bad. Doesn't smell good, but doesn't smell bad. All right, here we go. Cheers. No, it's your teeth just sink into it.
Yep, they sure do.
Okay. Oh,
it's a weird texture.
Too tough. It took me 3 bites to get through it.
There's a surprising amount of grittiness in these snacks.
Not into the sweet potato football.
It's not. Nope, wait. Nope. Oh, I just got mega bad aftertaste. Woo. I gotta take a sip.
Take a pause for the take a sip for the working man.
That's right. Okay. Mm.
Okay, that's... Yeah, I'm done with that.
That
it's, like,
rough.
Stuck on my tooth.
Yeah, me too.
I got...
That could be... Now, in fairness, that could have been better a month ago.
It could have been better, like, 6 months ago. But, like, it's kind of on us that it's taken us so long. Kind of on the Patreon backers, too. Let's be real. I don't want to blame them. We're grateful to have them. We're grateful to do this. But, you know... We saved these for maybe a little too long.
All right. Hawthorn berries.
Yeah, I want these out of here.
The big boy Haw.
Oh, it's the biggest brick we've seen. Love that vinegar and cherry smell. Love it.
Like a wrapper.
Is it just me, Matt, or is it very weird how many of these Beijing snacks are just bricks of gelatin? That's not a thing we have in America.
This one's also gritty. And, like, too hard. No good.
Oh, yeah, I hate this.
This is the worst one of the bunch.
I'm taking out... I hate it. I hate it, Matt. I hate it.
It is a little weird that they're just bricks of gelatin. I agree with you on that. Mm. Oh, I hit like a seed.
Oh, yeah, same. Yeah. Not a fan.
Okay.
All right. You want to get this chocolate and caramel out of the way?
I don't.
My
think
theory is sweet potato and sesame. That's my theory.
Okay. I hope this isn't, like, dripping water out of it like the other one.
Where's that little tab to open? Oh, here it is. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, this one has a little tab. Is it wet? Is it...
It's wetter than I'd like it to be.
All right,
Matt, I'll take the hit on this one if you want me to.
I mean, I took a bite. Again, it kind of tastes like nothing to me.
Yeah, I think this caramel. Is a sweet potato flavor. Ain't caramel, ain't chocolate. Okay. You know, it's a sweet potato and I think black bean.
Okay.
Or maybe red bean. Sweet, it's some kind of bean in there. It's actually not bad.
Okay.
It's upsettingly wet, but it's not bad. I can eat this.
It's exactly like the other sweet potato. Well, it's not sweet potato. The other snack that is similar that was orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is actually not bad. I could see myself eating one of these.
Okay. So what we have left is Selectness Kate Tradition.
Mm-hmm.
In sort of the pink package. I have two of those.
Talking about the China Famous snack, yeah?
Another one that's kind of similar looking in a snack, in a package with no English on it. Wait, it says China Famous snack. They're two different things. They're both China Famous snack.
They're both China Famous snack. One of them is brown and one of them's pink on the ends.
Yeah, and one of them says Selectness Kate Tradition.
All right, I have a good feeling about these. I want to save those. I want to finish strong on these.
Okay.
I want to get through what it looks like. I'm taking a whiff of this Hawthorne berry, I think it is. The Fengmi Shanza. Yep, that's a Hawthorne berry. No need to eat it. No need to eat it, Matt.
It's exactly
Do not like need it.
Exactly like the other dried Hawthorne berries.
Yeah, okay. All right, so now I've got on my desk, I've got one Iwowo, one Matuan, and I've got two varieties of China Famous snack.
I think we start with brown, and we finish with pink.
Okay. All right. Ooh, this is odd.
I just realized that what I just said, it maybe sounded vaguely dirty.
Feel free to isolate that and drop it in your remix.
Did not intend everybody. It.
I had a good feeling about these, but I'm just holding it and squeezing it, and I'm not feeling so good. Okay, here we go.
Mm. Very soft.
Very soft. Very chewy. Flavorless. No flavor.
Kind of flavorless, yeah.
No flavor. Second bite, no flavor. Does yours have, like, little nuts in it, maybe?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get one of these.
Yeah, kind of no flavor at all.
Yeah, nothing. Huh,
okay.
Kind of disappointing on that one.
If the pink yields anything more.
All right. Ooh, this one also feels weird. Not a lot of cohesive snacks. You know what I mean? Like, not a lot of, like, candy shells holding everything together or chocolate bars in bar shape. The things that we would think of as American snack foods. Like, not a lot of resistance when you chew.
No chocolate at all.
No chocolate at all. Okay, this one's
all right, let's try,
kind of strong. This one. All right, here's to you.
I think it's red bean.
Cardboard around it. Yeah. Red bean and cardboard. I had high hopes for the China Famous snack.
Yeah, not a strong finish.
Not a strong finish. You know, I got another Iwowo and another Matuan. I might finish on those while we wrap up here.
I'll tell you what the big winner of this one was. Mm-hmm. The Mimahua.
Mimahua, tasty.
The little
very
bread,
tasty. I actually have another one of those, too.
Yeah, I do, too. The little twisty bread snack that doesn't taste soupy. That was the winner. That was the big winner of the Beijing Special Product Part 2.
Yeah.
And also, no doubt. the biscotti thing was good. But those were kind of the only...
The biscotti thing was very good.
Those were kind of the only two highlights of this round.
Yeah, but I don't think we hit low lights like we hit last time either.
I feel like last time had better, like, the Fuling Xiaobing, I feel like that one was a little better than the Fuling Cake. And I don't think we had anything as good as, like, the little pancakes.
Those little pancakes were great.
Yeah.
Those little pancakes were tizite.
So, in the rankings... I think this one's going to go below Beijing Special Product Part 1.
So let me open up the snack situation, listuation. I would put the... Do you think it goes below? Because it didn't have the highs, but it didn't have the lows either. We got some real lows on Beijing Special Product Part 1.
I think the good from Beijing Special Product Part 1 outweighs the bad. And I feel like this one was mostly bad.
All right, so I'm going to put Beijing Special Product Part 2 from Snack Situation Episode 2. Currently at the bottom of the list. No, I should say, we are judging these against the standard, which is popcorn. Just the flat, lightly salted, lightly buttered popcorn. Movie theater style. And I think popcorn takes it, in both of these cases, pretty handily. But Matt, I think we need to talk about what we learned today. And through the last two episodes. It's interesting to me to have snacks from China. Because they were to the extreme, with like very few exceptions, vastly different from what we are used to here in America.
Yeah. Let me tell you what there was none of in there. There was no vanilla ice to the extreme.
Well, there were no familiar flavors. Like when we have snacks from Europe, like we've had, like the Icelandic snacks or the British snacks, like we've had, you know, we've encountered chocolate. Like what you think of in this country as being like the standard for candy. How many variations on chocolate do we have at the grocery store? Even in Iceland, which was overwhelmingly licorice based, we are familiar with licorice. We know about licorice. To get something that's not just from Asia, but to get it from China, which is a country that, you know, I don't think you usually see snack foods for in the stores. Like, you know, you can get Japanese snacks in like mainstream American grocery stores. You can get them at Target or Walmart, but getting something from China, specifically Beijing, is an exercise in being confronted with very, very different flavors.
I think we've come to discover what the staples are of snack food in China, and it's totally not what the staples are of snack food in the United States.
Or at least in Beijing, because China is large and encompasses quite a bit.
That's true, but it's red bean. Red bean is in a lot of things. Different kinds of like ground up nuts. It's those berries, the hawthorn berries.
Hawthorn berries, sweet potato, red bean, and sesame.
Sesame is the closest. I mean, sesame and sweet potato, obviously, we're familiar with.
Yeah. But I'm not really familiar with sweet potato in the context of candy.
Yeah.
And certainly not with hawthorn berries.
Hawthorn berries are the equivalent of cherries here.
Yeah.
Or grapes. It's treated much the way that like grape flavor is here in these Beijing snacks. It's in almost everything.
And another thing that struck me, you know, I mentioned this. How unfamiliar was it to you that so many of these snacks were just blank rectangles? Like they've got stuff on the packaging, obviously, but the snacks themselves, like, you know, if you open up a Hershey's bar, each piece of it says the word Hershey's on it. You know, it's like a Reese's cup has a distinctive shape. A Three Musketeers, you can tell an unwrapped Three Musketeers from an unwrapped Snickers bar.
It's true. Or a Twix or a Mounds or whatever. Like the shapes are distinctive. But I think the thing is the difference between American snacks and Chinese snacks, and I think European snacks are somewhere in the middle. We process our food to the point where it's unrecognizable, right? Like, like a Starburst is a rectangle of fruit flavor, right? But it's this like chemical gum that has a tiny little bit of fruit juice in it and mostly artificial flavors. Whereas, and I love them. Do not get me wrong. I love a Starburst. But these seem to be just ground up fruit or ground up beans assembled into a snack and then packaged. I think your point about these snacks not being cohesive is part and parcel with them not being as processed as the snacks that we have here. There's an argument to be made about sort of the realness of these snacks versus the fakery of our snacks. But we're used to the fakery. We've lived with the fakery our whole lives.
Yeah. Yeah, we have. That is legit. I don't necessarily think these are less fake, but I think they are a different brand of fakery.
I feel like these are more like actually ground up ingredients, whereas if you eat a strawberry Jolly Rancher, who knows what the fuck you're eating?
Yeah, yeah, like a strawberry may have been walked through the room at some point in the Jolly Rancher factory.
Yeah.
But yeah, but like, I don't know, like, the familiar ingredients, nothing chocolate, nothing vanilla, nothing potato in the savory snacks, nothing, like, pretzel-y. Like, those are the things that we would be used to here. Just the corn is pretty much the only thing, the corn nuts.
The corn nuts are the closest thing to something we know. I will say that the mi-ma-hua is somewhat pretzel-y.
It's similar, but it's not a pretzel. Like, there is no way that you, if I said, hey, you want this pretzel, and you ate that, then you would be like, yep, that is what was described to me. Using that word,
it's bent bread.
It's twisted wheat product.
Twisted up bread. That's about as close as you're going to get. Well, look, we may not have liked everything, but I'm glad we tried it, and I am super thankful that Chang sent us this bag, and that we finally got to pop it open and taste some of the goodies inside. So, Chang, thank you again. Thank you so much. We may take you up on that Garrett's offer at some point. And you can let me know if you want to send us some stuff, if you want to send us some stuff for a snack situation. But again, wait until maybe the end of May to do that, just because I'm moving and Chris is getting married, and so things are a little crazy for us right now. But we do want you to send us some snacks for these monthly specials. You can let us know about that by emailing us at moviefighterscast@gmail.com. Check out our Tumblr, which is where pictures of these snacks go, at moviefighters.tumblr.com. And thank you to all our Patreon supporters who make these monthly specials happen. Because of our Patreon supporters, we can do this, and we can set aside the time to try snacks that we may not like, but we're going on the adventure. And if you would like to support us on Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/warrocketajax and kick in as little as $1 a month. Also, I should mention our snack situation theme is by Matt Fisher. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, Matt, thank you. That's your name, too. And Matt, thank you.
Thank you, Chris. What fun we've had.
What are we going to snack on next month? It's all out in the open.
I think next month we should try all the new fancy sodas.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. Like, now you say that. I am an avowed, like, teaser for next time. I am an avowed fan of 1893 from the makers of Pepsi Cola, which is the most, like, ridiculous packaging. But I have had all four flavors of that, and I find it to be a very good soda. But, Matt, I went to the store yesterday, and I sent you a picture. There's three new kinds of Mountain Dew that are Mountain Dew Green Label, Mountain Dew White Label, and Mountain Dew Black Label. And I don't know if I'm up for it, buddy. I don't know if I'm up for it. But also, Here's an interesting and unique thing about next month. We could record a snack situation together next month. We could be in the same place. We could go to a place and get a snack and talk about it.
Yeah, maybe that's what we'll do. I do think that at some point we've got to try all the high-end sodas, including all those Mountain Dews and Dewshine, as well as Pepsi 1893 and whatever kind of like fancy Coke products there are, because I know there have to be. Like higher end.
I don't Coke. See a lot of like fancy Coke stuff. I just see like Mexican Coke, which is great.
Yeah, Mexican Coke. Is, I mean, maybe Mexican Coke is it. They're never going to top it. But at some point, we should try all those fancy sodas. Next month, we will be at Heroes Con. So maybe we can record a snack situation special live from the floor or in the hotel room or something like that.
We can record a snack situation special where we buy an $8 hot dog at that convention center, or where we wait in line for 86 minutes at Fuel Pizza.
I'd rather not do that, but we will see how things turn out. You can send us suggestions of things that we can buy and try in Charlotte, North Carolina at Heroes Con next month. Until then, everybody, thanks for listening. Keep on snacking.
Snack in action. We snack you.
This has been a Kleitus Media production.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.